feel today, and also about the book that she is looking into maybe writing and publishing. Is that correct, Carol?
Yes, it's been a long time.
Yes.
I'd said to my mum when I was about, must have been about 7 years old, I mean, bearing in mind my mum and dad thought they'd got an alien.
Well, you were an alien.
Yeah, they thought I was an alien. And I said to my mum, I looked up at my mum and I goes, one day I'm going to write a book and I'm going to do it all myself.
Yes.
And it's going to have all my own drawings in it.
Yes. Well, I have one of your drawings, actually.
Yeah, well, it's interesting because I didn't realise how long it was going to take for the book, but then I realised that the book was all about my work unfolding. Mm-hmm. And yes, there are drawings in it, and they are drawings of when I've worked with special investigations, with, you know, stuff for the police.
Yes.
So things like the...
You can explain in brief, if you wish, about that, if you'd like to. Yeah, so people are aware of what it is you've been doing.
Well, I started off seeing things and having out-of-body experiences when I was about six, but yeah. I thought everybody else was the same.
Okay.
It's like being colourblind.
Yes.
You think everyone else is the same. Then as I got older, I realised that they weren't the same, and the things that I saw and the things that I knew that not everybody else could see and know them. Mm-hmm. And my mum and dad were really, really strict Church of England.
Were you a big family, Carol?
Yes.
You were?
Yeah.
And so were you the only child that had these experiences?
Yes, and I was the only girl as well.
Okay.
And so, you know, they used to say, oh, she's highly strung, she doesn't mean it.
Wonder what they would call that these days.
Well, these days it would be different,
yes,
you see,
yes.
Because they'd just say, oh, well, you know, she's gifted, she's intuitive. Mm, mm. It wouldn't be hidden away.
No, no.
You know, I mean, somebody would knock on the door and I would look up at them and I'd say, oh, I know what you were doing yesterday, da-da-da.
Really?
Yeah, and of course my mum used to say, oh, she doesn't mean it.
Oh, because she'd be worried, concerned.
Well, yeah, and I said, but I do mean it. Because I do mean it. And so anyway, that went on, and then so I used to be able to tell people things and help them with their life. Mm-hmm. And then it went from that, one of my clients got, and this is just a brief outline, it went on for years, of course. Then one of my clients said that she knew that there was a little girl in Bridport with Down syndrome that had been missing for a year.
Yes.
And they had no idea where she was. The trail had gone totally cold.
Yes.
Could I help? And I said, well, I'm not going to do anything unless the parents okay it, because
yes.
I don't...
Give you consent.
Exactly.
Yes.
So they sent a picture to me that was, you know, one of the pictures that they pinned up on all the walls and everything. I did the information, and as soon as I got the information, I realised that she wasn't going to be found.
Oh dear.
In nice circumstances.
Yes.
And I'm very careful when I'm working with the public. You can't just blurt things out.
No, of course not.
And so what I did, I spoke to the journalist for the Bridport Post, and I said, look, this is the information I've got. This has got to go to the police, but I'm not going to say this to the parents.
Yes.
You need to pass this on. Anyway, the long and the short of it, the drawing that I did and everything that I did, I think it was about 2 weeks later, of course, they found the remains, and it was exactly the drawing.
Really?
So that was my...
Had you done the drawing conscious, or had you done the drawing in another...
Basically...
Sleeping or dreaming?
As I do my work, whatever you want me to do, because I did another case like this over here with somebody that went missing at Bonuevo, Leslie Reed.
Yes.
I don't know if you remember.
I remember that, Carol, yes.
And if they hadn't have found her when they did...
Yes.
She would have been dead because she had diabetes and her blood sugars and everything. Anyway, but this is how it works. You program me, what do you want to know about? And I program myself. So I go, I put down the information, a name and date of birth, like
yes.
I did a little Joe, and then I wait. And then I shut this thinking brain down because this is just logical. This will try and work things out logical.
Yes.
And don't forget that police try and do that.
Yes.
I don't work with logic.
No.
So I shut this down, and then as I shut it down, I send this brain off for information, the right brain off, and I've trained it to do that. And then whatever comes, however ridiculous it is, I write it down just as it comes.
Yes.
And that's what happened. Well, then there was quite a few cases that I got involved in. And by the way, I never charged any money for these.
No.
People say, oh, you make money.
No, I know you don't, actually.
And they say, oh, you make money out of people's misfortune. All these police inquiries, Jessica and Holiday,
yes.
Holly, Washington Sniper,
yes.
All these things I've spent hours on, out of my time, and I have not charged.
No.
You know, and I made that quite clear. So basically, this led to the Japanese researchers. They invited me over to Denkai University to work on missing people, but also they wanted to see how my brain worked. Of course, I thought, oh, I've got to go.
Absolutely.
I thought, I've got to go for this.
Yes.
You know, I'm never going to, because everybody goes, oh, yeah, you shut your left of your brain down. Yeah, yeah, right. You know, taking the mickey out of me. And I thought, right, this is my time.
You got to do it.
So I didn't really want to work on the missing people, but I really want them to see what happened with my brain.
Yes.
And that is it. On the Wednesday, I worked on missing people at the beginning of the week. Then on the Wednesday, I went into the university and I told him what I was going to do. I said, tell me what you want, then I'll shut down my thinking brain. And whatever you want me to find out, I'll go off and do it. Of course, in this instance, I had to diagnose, it was only a young model, diagnose from 6 feet away what was going on with her. And then they said, they didn't say whether I got it right or not, because they didn't give anything away. And then they said, right, how long do you want to heal it? I thought, I said, well, give me 10 minutes at least. Crikey, you don't want that. Anyway, and so off I went again. And so instead of sending my brain off for information, I sent it off for the energy. You see, you send it off for different things.
Okay.
You see, it's like different dimensions and different, it's a bit like your radio, you're tuning there for that.
Yes.
You see, and I tune in, and then I want information or I want energy. So then I go up, I bring the energy down, I bring it from my right brain into my third eye.
Yes.
And then I whack it wherever I want it to go.
Okay.
And whack it. Trust me, when you're sitting in that position, when you've got, I thought, oh, please let something happen, because I'm never going to sit in this chair again. And I've got all these wires all over my head, and I wanted to go to the ladies' room, which there was a no-no.
Yes.
They weren't going to take all that off. So anyway, as I was going like that, I got my eyes, you know, shut really, really tight, and I was going, and I thought, right.
Can I just say, Carol is actually doing this in front of me now. Carol has her eyes tightly shut and she is doing this in front of me now.
I thought, oh, I can't, you know, I could feel the energy draining out of me. I was working so hard. And I thought, I can't go on anymore. And then I heard something, it goes, no, no, not yet. I thought, okay, not yet. So I thought, right, I'll give it another blast. And I got to about 9 minutes. And I can only tell you the truth. Whether people believe me or whether they don't, they either do or they don't.
Yes.
And that is it. And as I let out that last blast, I heard something and it said, it's okay, you can stop now, it's gone blue. But bearing in mind, I couldn't see none of these machines.
Yes.
So I didn't know that going blue meant it was okay because I couldn't see anything. Anyway, so I stopped and I opened my eyes. And as I opened my eyes, all the technicians that had been watching the machines changing as I did it, they all stood up and clapped. Of course, all I wanted to do was go to the toilet. You know. Anyway, and then I sort of I thought, I've got to get out of here because, you know, I've been sitting in there and I thought, if I don't get out of here in a minute. Anyway, I made a joke and I goes, E.T. wants to go home. I thought, I've got to get out of here somehow. And they go, ah, Roswell, E.T. And they got out of my arm. I thought, oh no, they're going to start again. They're going to see if there's something coming out of me, a different colour. Like, because I'm only joking, I'm only joking. And then they realised I was only joking. But of course, that test was done in 1994. And that was my degree, if you like. That was the start of me having a foundation.
Yeah.
And instead of being the, you know, the nutty one, oh yeah, you know, so I'm still nutty, but you know. But from that, I was invited to the Institute of Complementary Medicine.
Let's stop there because that's a next phase.
Yes.
Let's play one of your songs. Now this is Tina Turner.
This is Tina Turner because this is me. I'm an oldie and I'm still going.
And you'd like to play this because she's still going.
Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, here we go. Mics are off.